Hello and welcome to a new podcast. This is for a grade, so it's not really gonna last. But yeah, so today, just like this podcast is mainly about my trip. Like this whole series is gonna be about my trip to it was to certain places, but you know, Washington DC, Richmond, like all these cool places and stuff. And yeah, so today's Sunday, and we literally just spent a whole night on the bus, which was kind of exhausting and just tiring. But today was actually a day. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna be straight up and say it was the best day. It was a decent day in a way. Like, a few things that I enjoyed about that was the Confederate Museum. Like, it was so pretty. Like, I just enjoyed the fact that, how do I say this? Like, I just enjoyed how beautiful it looked on the inside, and the fact that it was made, like, on some different time period where it wouldn't be as easy to create such beautiful furniture, carpet, buildings. Probably, it is refurnished, so they probably made it look better, but it looked amazing, and I think that was one of the best things ever. Aside from the day, obviously. Aside from the fact that the guy was totally pro-Confederate, like, pro-Confederate, which was kind of uncomfortable for me, because, you know, that wasn't my time period. I was actually surprised to learn that oh my goodness, I'm going to sound so stupid, but I never really thought that there was a Confederate White House. And like, I knew there was a president, but I never really processed the fact that there was a White House for the Confederates. So that was something I actually learned that day, and I was like, whoa, okay. And then another thing that I was super surprised to learn about, which was told to me so many times but I totally forgot, was actually how Edgar Allan Poe married his cousin. And that's disgusting, but you know, it was back then, so you know, kind of doesn't count for, doesn't mean anything, I guess. What was different than I thought it would be was, what was it? The house tour. Like, I thought we would actually, like, I didn't think it was them going to be talking about what we learned in class. I thought they were actually going to explain more on the house, more on his daily lifestyle in the house. But they didn't really do much of that, which surprised me, because I don't know. It just was like, whoa, oh my goodness, that's actually happening. And one thing I really wish we had was, I don't think I really wished we had, well, I guess, in a way, this is gonna be for all of them. I wish we never had the feeling of us being rushed, because everything was, okay, let's go, come get to the bus, oh my goodness, we gotta go, we're late on time. And that just really dragged the whole experience for me. Like, instead of me feeling, oh, I can look at this, I can enjoy it, I felt more like, take a look, take a picture, walk, take a look, take a picture, walk. And before I even go, I should totally start. The second best, greatest thing was at the Edgar Allan Poe Museum, where we had the telltale heart, that thingy trial. That guy was amazing. Like, the fact is, he walked in there, he looked, he was first year tour guide, he walks behind, he comes out, and he's a brand new person. I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, he's guilty. But yeah, that was a really cool part about that. And I guess that was mainly what happened on Sunday. And yeah, so bye. Thanks for listening to my podcast, even though you really don't have a choice because you're my teacher. And bye. Hope you have a great day. Hello, and welcome back to another episode on our amazing podcast, brought to you by Mimi Paul. So today, we are in Washington, D.C., the almighty and best, well, one of the best places on the trip. And this day we have done, we went to the Arlington Museum. We went to the Holocaust Museum. Oh my goodness, I can't speak English. But we went to the Arlington Cemetery. We went to the Holocaust Museum, we saw the Lincoln Memorial, and we went to the Air and Space Museum here. So now you kind of understand why is this song playing. I'm going to put it down so you can hear my voice better and my lisp. So either way, my favorite thing today, the best thing today, it is a compile of so many things. First, also we went to the Ford's Museum. And so the first thing that I love the most today is actually just the setting of Washington, D.C. I just love the whole modern vibe it gives you. The whole, oh my goodness, this is not dirt down country roads. This is the modern place. This is where people want to go to, right? And if we're going to go to academic wise, like school, the trip wise, Arlington Museum was powerful. It was woo. And it snows of it. It snowed of it, which made me really happy. And as a person who's never seen snow, I got to see, like, oh my goodness, there's an ad playing. Oh my goodness, sorry. But as a person, you know, who gets to see snow, even though it wasn't a lot, but it made my day so much better. I was surprised actually a lot by that, what's the name of the Holocaust Museum? That thing surprised me. Like, I know a lot about the Holocaust because, you know, they're gonna make you remember it because that's like all history teachers' jobs. They're like, okay, welcome to America. And now we have to talk about this deep, horrible subject that happened in our world. And yeah, so I learned a lot. But like the thing that like was really surprising to me was the fact that the Jews were the ones who actually sent some of their people. Like, they're the reason that half of the people are actually going off to death camps. Like, especially in like Germany and Poland, like they could have easily start, like, because when they were in their little ghettos, it was the Jewish leaders loading people onto the bus, the trains, sending them away, which was just horrible. And I really just couldn't understand that. Sorry, my English is just trash today. What was different than I thought it would be is the fact that, what was different? I would say, like, for myself, one thing that was different was the feeling of being fully rushed, something I really don't like, but, you know, it just happens. But, like, academic-wise would be, something that was different was the Ford's Museum. Like, I actually did not think it was going to be a museum. I thought we were going to sit down and listen to someone talk about what happened in that booth, which we did, but we actually saw a museum also, which was, you know, surprising and new. And what I wish we had was more time. One day was not enough. I'm sorry. It just wasn't enough. There's just so many things there. There's just so much. Like, one day just will not help me in my problems. Well, not problems, but yeah, just seeing everything. There's just so much there. And a fun fact was the best thing was actually, the second best thing was putting a filter on Lincoln, which, all due and respect, I love Lincoln, but I just wanted to see if it worked, and it worked. So that made my day 1,000 times better. So either way, thank you for listening to my amazing podcast. Like, it's not like you had a choice, because like I said last podcast, you're my teacher. You're forced to grade this, and you have to listen to this. And yeah, thanks for listening, even though you have no choice, even though I just said that, even though I'm looping up. But yeah, bye. Hello, and welcome back to another interesting, weird podcast brought to you by Mimi Paul, because if I don't do this, I'm going to have a bad grade in my class. Excuse me. So you're wondering, why is this song playing? Well, I can help explain that. So today is what we would call Tuesday up down in Williamsburg. Actually, it's not Tuesday. I'm recording this on Thursday, but you don't even know that. Yeah, so it is Tuesday in Williamsburg, and we are at the almighty Williamsburg place majiggery that was really big and cool. Yeah, so yeah, you hear that? birthday, I was singing that song like crazy, annoying a bunch of the students, and that was one of the best things that happened today. And now you're wondering, why am I saying me singing such an annoying song was the best thing ever? Well, Williamsburg disappointed me. I just was disappointed. Just disappointed to so many extremes. It's just that day could have been so much better, according to me. And so before I even get into this ranting of mine, I'm sorry, but I just have to. One thing that I was actually surprised to learn was when I was, you know, even though I went to do the witch trial, I was in this marching Confederate soldier thingy, right? So I was doing that and I realized, whoa, like, yes, we know life of a soldier back then was hard, but then I didn't realize that there was women actually going along. Even though they don't have weapons, they're not just there to nurse. They're there because their brother or their husband is fighting. So they just pack their bags and grab their kids and say, let's go, we're going off to war, even though we're not doing anything there. And that was surprising. And then what was different than I thought it would be? Oh, that's a great question. Well, since I am ranting, I'm just going to say Williamsburg could have been so much better. Just so much better. Like, it's great, but a Renaissance fair is better. I'm sorry. Because down there, they're all dressed up like the characters. They look like people from back then, but they don't act it. So you know you're in your time period. You're just walking around in an amusement park. That's what it feels like. And I hated that. I just hated it so much. They could do so much. Like, we went to go see the, whatchamacallit, the chocolate place, right? And the lady snapped at us. We don't have chocolate cake back then. At least be cringy and say, chocolate cake? What's that? Pretend like you don't know what it is and start acting. But no, don't snap on us and say, we don't have chocolate cake. No chocolate cake. And then continued working like they would. It's just, there was just so much. It's just, they never got into their character. We went to the African Museum and the guy started talking, but he didn't really talk much about that, not the, like the African church. And he didn't really talk much about the church. He talked more about what the school wasn't teaching us. And I'm like, wait, I'm not here to learn what you guys are not teaching me. I'm here to learn about the church, what happened in that time period. And the only thing that actually made me feel like I was in that time period was when I had to go through that camp or marching, the soldier life thingy. Because those people were real. They were hard on you. They were like, you are a soldier. Get your hands out your pocket now. And you're scared to your butt because you think they are real soldiers. You think they are ready to, ooh. And then they were shooting guns and said, let's go, let's go, let's go. So you're running like, that got me. Like, oh my. And I really wish we had, not really much, probably more like, there was not really much that I wished about that place because I was just so disappointed. Like, it's beautiful, I'm not gonna lie. It is an amazing place, but it's all just show and tell. It's not, hey, come, welcome to a new world back in the time. They're like, what? Like, you're walking on the floor and it's like, take a journey as you step back in time. So you're thinking you're supposed to go to a place back then. But you see cars, you see people driving, you see, it's just ruins the whole feeling. So yeah, that's Tuesday at Williamsburg. And yeah, okay. Thanks for listening, even though I already said you don't have a choice. Ha ha ha. Okay, I'm out. Bye. Hello. And welcome to another podcast brought to you by Mimi Paul. Now, you may be wondering, why am I in this whole area of rough waters and stormy seas? Oh no. Wait, the wind's blowing me away. Give me a second. My hat. It's back. I'm sorry. Give me a split second. I have to get to safer grounds, and then we can start this podcast. Hello, and welcome to another podcast brought to you by the one and only Mimi Paul. Woo! I'm actually finding this oddly fun. Like, I'm just gonna say that. Before I walk back outside and explain to you the wonderful things that has happened today on this wonderful woo woo woo. What day is it? I'm sorry, my mind is blocking up. But on this wonderful Thursday, woo, it's a Thursday, guys. I'm so sorry. But before I walk back out, today we are in Charleston and we are on the water. So now you understand why are there rough waters. So let's go right back outside. Oh. What happened to my, that's awkward. Well, while the door won't open and we're stuck inside for a bit, we're just gonna start. So today we went on the Yorktown. We went on that tour. We saw dolphins. We saw that fort. And I still can't get outside, which is bugging me. Because we need to get outside. We need to show the, oh, okay. Now we're outside. Woo. So, one of the best things today was the fact that the Junior Olympics happened. Let's just give a big hurrah. Yeah, but yeah, the Junior Olympics happened, and that was super fun. Even though it wasn't planned, it was never in your itinerary, that very scheduled itinerary. It was actually fun. We had a bunch of time. We bonded as a class there, and that, my friend, was one of my favorite things that day. Something I learned actually is the Yorktown boat, that airstrip landing thingy, is huge. Like, we already knew it was huge, but this is a city on water. Like, I didn't think it'd be, like, I knew it was big, but I didn't think it'd be that big. I didn't think there'd be so many levels. I just thought there's gonna be bunker, lunch hall, and then stuff they had to fix. No, there was a dentist in there. There was a doctor, eye doctor. There was everything in that boat. And I found that super amazing, and that was something I totally learned. Like, I did not expect that at all, and my water disappeared, which is depressing, but we could live with that. Something that was different than I thought it would be. The boat tour, like, it was nice. We saw little dolphins swimming. Yeah, I don't know what sound dolphins make, but we're back outside, guys. But what was actually different was I didn't think he'd be telling us a story. I didn't think he'd be teaching us. It was school on the water. You know what I mean? I was in school on the water, even though this is a class trip, a history trip. I'm being lectured on the water. I kind of thought it'd be like a tour, because it did say tour. So I thought he'd be pointing out what would happen and then speak, which he did do. But 90% of it was actually just him talking about what happened. And I just don't know how to explain it, but it wasn't really a tour where you'd actually see stuff and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you saw stuff, but you didn't really see stuff, if that makes sense. And we were on the sea. Haha, knee slapper. Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse my actions. They are really weird. And my water just is not working. It's disappointed, bro. Disappointing. One thing I wish we had. If I'm going to say for anything, it'd be better food choices. Just full on better food choices. By now, we are annoyed of Chick-fil-A. We are annoyed of McDonald's. I don't want to see another Subway. You know what I mean? I just wish that day, like, right there, you know, it could be a full on twist. Like, forget giving us money for that. Let's combine all our money and go a place, you know, as a group, you know, just something that wasn't all fasty foodies and stuff. And yeah, I think I included everything. I don't want to miss something and then just like get hurt. And I've done this how many times? Something I learned. Well, I learned that. Oh, that's it. Well, guys, thanks for listening to my very amazing podcast. I hope you see, I said guys and said, well, okay. The heir to the throne, Harper, if you're with your dad, yes, you were listening to this too, and it was quite lame, but it's okay, because you know, it's a grade, and one day, you will be forced to do something like this, and you will have no choice but to do it, and it could actually be your dad grading it, and I don't know where I'm getting with this, but yeah, bye. 'Cause it's Friday. Thank you for coming back to another podcast, because obviously Mr. Jameson or Miss Beck, well, it's probably Mr. Jameson grading this. You had no choice and you had to get through the last final podcast to give me that well-deserved A, right? Because you already know I deserve this A, because I am working hard on making these podcasts for you. And I'm going to follow the instructions like I was supposed to. And they're unique. They are special. And I am pouring my soul out. And just give me an A. So either way, welcome back to another day or another second of minute. Like, I don't know. I used up like 50 minutes of your time, probably. But today we are on Friday, the very last depressing day. Because it was the last day, not because where we went. we are still in Charleston, but this time we are on a plantation. Now, do you understand why my music is playing? It's a Negro spiritual. The slaves made it back then. Because, you know, they worked on the plantations. please don't dock points for saying that, but that's the name of it. I'm sorry. But yeah. So, where are we? So, today, we went to Magnolia Plantation. We saw the cabins that the slaves work in. And I was actually, you know, before I even, like, say, I was actually, like, what I expected that day was blew my mind, because I thought it was going to be, and here are the grounds that they plowed. Oh, and here is the cabins. Oh, here is their... There's the master's house. Oh, and if you look down here, there's more cotton fields. That's actually what I thought. I'm going to be straight up honest. I thought today was going to be the worst day ever. But lo and behold, God came up and said, surprise, and surprised me. It was very beautiful. Oh, my song's almost done. But just... Yeah, sorry, I just love that. It's just so clean. So yeah, it was a very beautiful place. Like, you think plantation, take that out. It's a garden. Oh my goodness, it's a beautiful garden with a petting zoo with the most precious animals ever. Oh my goodness. Just thinking back about that little fox. Ah, it's so cute. Oh my gosh, I'm just... And then the animals were just so cute, and then it was just so amazing, and I'm totally not, like, freaking out, because those animals were just the cutest, and when you fed the goat, it followed me, and it was just so, oh my goodness, the goat's following me for more food, and oh my goodness, I'm so happy, oh my gosh, but that day was just a touching day, the best thing today was obviously me feeding those animals. Oh my goodness, they're just so cute. Did I ever mention? just like when I fed the goat's eyes were just like, ah, and I was like, ah, and it was just so awesome. I don't know. And I was actually surprised to learn that, like, they did not grow cotton on that plantation. I'm sorry. That was, I guess I stereotyped the plantation right there, but I thought it was going to be like plantation cotton. Like, you know, you think of a plantation down in the South, you think of cotton. Like, so they grew rice, which is shocking. And this was, I was actually surprised that there were actually really nice, huge plantations. Like, I thought like the huge plantations were like all cruel and mean to their slaves, but this guy, from what we were told, didn't sound so harsh on his slaves. Just like, yeah, he actually sounded like he cared for his slaves in a way. What I really wish we had on this one will be the same as all the others. I really wish we had more time. Like, just being rushed doesn't help. Like, I'm just going to give this as an advice for next year. But next year, make some leeway time. Make it where you could wiggle around without, you know, feeling like you have to be rushed. Because, like, it ruins the whole mood, the whole feeling. Because you're just like, yeah, let's go. We got to go. We're late on time. We're short on time. Like, make it where, you know, if I arrive at this time and if I leave a little bit later than planned, it will not interfere with my arriving back at the school. Or, like, especially in Washington, like, just, we were so rushed. It just hurts. Like, it squeezed out all the best things. It was like, okay, guys, and here we show you an amazing thing. You only got 5 minutes. Let's go. And there's like 2 million things inside that place. And yeah, just like, especially like, we had time to go to like the animal farm and the petting zoo, and then we went to the garden, but we didn't really get much time to actually explore the garden as we wanted to because we were just short on time, and it just didn't, you know, help, I guess. So, yeah, I guess, like, for the whole trip, since I am on the last day and I could relax a bit and not have to worry, it's just, this trip was an amazing trip. I'm not gonna lie. I had so many great memories from the trip. Like, I enjoyed it. I loved it. Like, it's a trip that I wouldn't want to miss. But it's just, there are some things that needed to be worked on. And since we are the very first group, because, you know, we're amazing, and we went on it, I understood, like, when I went there, it was gonna be a really bumpy ride. Like, I knew that it wasn't going to be, okay, guys, this is totally planned out. We totally got this. Let's go. It's not like Outdoor Ed from Fleece, where this has been going on for so long. Like, they got this. They don't have to worry. Like, sure, something new is going to happen, but basically, this thing is their specialty, right? This was something brand new, so I understood it was not going to be all good. But one thing that really does pull it down is being rushed. Because you just don't, like, some people can take it all in 0.5 seconds and say, I'm done. But some people need a good 5 minutes just to take all of this in. So since the whole trip was merely us being rushed, I guess that is one huge thing to work on next year. That's like, and, you know, places are great. More time in Washington, D.C. More time on the plantation. Yes, we need to get home, but come on, there's just so much to see there. There are so many Pokemon gyms to battle there. And I only got to do one. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness. I'm gonna stop. But yeah, thank you for actually going through all of my podcast. For that, we are so happy. Sorry, I just have to do something for the almighty Jameson and his and Queen. Give me a second, and heir to the throne, Supreme Princess. I just need to get on a certain thing for y'all. I had this prepared, my iPad locked up. Oh, what can you say? That's what happens when you have a long password. So, towards a great trip, which made everything amazing, and made everyone happy, obviously. Well, I was happy, I guess. We're just gonna give you a big old applause. Thank you. Yes, yes. We'll get the little kids join in too. And they can join in once I can find my kids. That's to you guys, Mr. Jameson and Miss Becker. So, yeah, that's me totally not kissing up to try to get an A, huh? But, yeah, thanks for listening, even though you had no choice, like I said, all other four times. And, yeah, that's my project in a nutshell. And, yeah, you just gave me time to talk and rant. My favorite things. So, bye. Now, if you've made it this far, why not just give me an A? I think I deserve it. And I think you think I deserve one too. I actually did not think you would make it this far. But considering you are our supreme leader, I may have doubted your almighty powers. But yeah, that A though. But yeah, that's all to my podcast. I don't know why you're still listening. You should go grade someone else and give them that amazing A that they deserve. Thanks. Adios.